whether to say thank you, you know, whether to say, you know, you appreciate it. It's just, it leaves you kind of blank. But it was, I'm definitely honored by it. I'm definitely humbled by it. And it's definitely, you know, unfortunate, but a humbling experience for me. His name was Ben.
How long did you end up staying, Vic?
I stayed there about a little over an hour. A little hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
Was there ever a moment where it felt different than what it actually was, what the purpose was, if you know what I mean? Did it ever feel like a normal situation that you were going in to visit a family?
A little bit. There were instances where, you know, we would take some time to kind of talk football or talk just life in general, where you would, we would just talk about, you know, normal things back and forth. But, you know, those instances lasted about a couple seconds before you could revert back to saying something about Jack or something about the family or something about the nearby family that also suffered a loss and things like that. So it was tough.
Incredibly proud of you for what you did.
Did
he say anything to you?
Yeah, today when I came in, he just he beelined over to me and said he was proud of you, proud of me, and that was a great thing that I did yesterday. And I told him it was only right. I felt like, you know, in that moment when you hear a kid that, you know, is such a big fan of you and such a big fan of the Giants and the team, and I was his favorite player, I felt like it was only right that I, you know, pay my respects to him and be, you know, comforting to that family as much as I can.
In your career, you visited kids in hospitals and things like that. Is this the hardest thing you've ever had to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you never go through some circumstances like this, and circumstances where a kid, you know, faces or a family faces something to this magnitude at their school and something like that. So this definitely was the toughest by far.